Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times and foggy early today with daytime highs approaching 89. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 66. High of 88 tomorrow, mainly sunny. Mainly clear Friday with highs in the upper 80s. Slight chance for showers Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 68.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Midterm elections for 2026 are right around the corner with more candidates throwing their hat in the ring for different races across the state of Kansas. The latest comes with a challenge to U.S. Senator Roger Marshall for the U.S. Senate seat as lifelong Democrat and Kansan Christy Davis has officially thrown her hat in the ring as a Democrat candidate. KSNT News reports that Davis did make the announcement yesterday afternoon, saying that she brings, quote, decades of public service leadership and is championing solutions for rural health care, public education, inflation, and immigration. In the press release, she said, quote, I'm running because Kansas deserves a senator who shows up for us and represents our values and not his own self-interests. I've spent a lifetime serving the state, working in every one of our 105 counties. Roger Marshall doesn't represent the Kansas that we all know and love, and he's forgotten the people who sent him to Washington. Roger Marshall stepped into the U.S. Senate seat after the retirement of Senator Pat Roberts. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Come to Rusty Eck Ford for Dog Days of Summer Deals happening now. Exclusively at Rusty Eck Ford. Hit 0% APR for 60 months on select new Fords. Like this 2025 Ford Explorer, 0% APR for 60 months. MSRP $50,595 with $2,000 down plus tax and fees. Only $809 per month. Or a 2025 F-150, 0% APR for 60 months. $50,880 plus $2,000 down, only $815. Team per month, or a 2025 Ford Escape, 0% for 60 months, 2,000 down, only $488 per month. The deals are smoking hot at Rusty Eck Ford, with rates as low as 0% for 60 months on select new Ford SUVs and trucks. Visit us today at Rusty Eck Ford or online at RustyEckFord.com. Stock number 25T043, 25T652, 25T067, plus taxes and fees. See dealer for details.
Elected officials across the state of Kansas say that as we get closer to the legislative session of 2026 in the state, they could potentially be reviewing the marijuana legislation in the state after the Trump administration had teased that they may be reclassifying marijuana to a less dangerous drug on a national scale.
We're looking at it. Some people like it. Some people hate it. Some people hate the whole concept of marijuana because if it does bad for the children, it does bad for people that are older than children. But we're looking at reclassification, and we'll make a determination over the next, I would say, over the next few weeks. And that determination hopefully will be the right one. It's a very complicated subject, the subject of marijuana.
As of right now, the state of Kansas is one of the few states in the nation that have not addressed it and regulated the product at either a recreational or a medicinal level, as legislation has been talked about and passed in the House of Representatives at the state level just a few years ago and currently sits in the state Senate. Legislative session 2026 begins in mid-January.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The state of Nebraska has joined at least 12 other states nationwide now in restricting recipients' use of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP, from using their benefits to be able to purchase certain foods that include soda and candy. According to the Nebraska Examiner, they say nationwide, roughly 42 million individuals a month in the fiscal year 2024 end up receiving SNAP benefits, with roughly 12% of the U.S. population receiving the benefits in total. The latest move to ban some of the unhealthy foods that have no nutritional value come from the latest push from the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to, quote, make America healthy again by inviting states to apply for the waivers and the changes of the SNAP rules to limit what type of food recipients may buy. The state of Nebraska joins other Republican-led states that have made the initiative, including Florida, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Texas, and West Virginia. Mid-America Network News.
Back to school means your household is back online. With Blue Valley Technologies, try out a 3-month internet speed boost with no long-term commitments. Keep your family connected with 24/7 tech support, plus parental controls with worry-free Wi-Fi. Sign up to receive 3 months free, plus free installation. Not a current Blue Valley Technologies customer? Sign up for the best in internet service and get a $100 bill credit. Visit bluevalley.net.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. U.S. 77 railroad crossing north of Marysville will be closed the remainder of this week for crossing repair. Both north and south traffic is being detoured. Along U.S. 36 to the Hanover Junction, north to the Nebraska Highway 8, back to U.S. 77. In Washington County, 28th and National Road will be closed due to a crossroad pipe failure and will remain closed a day or two with hopes to open at least one-lane traffic sooner. Frankfort Community is hosting a third Thursday event downtown. Molly Oldie tells more.
So we are putting together our second ever third Thursday at the Nines. This is an event taking place in downtown Frankfort at the intersection of Highways 9 and 99, which is where we got the name. It's going to be Thursday, August 21st from 5 to 8 p.m. We will have a big farmer's market, and it is open to vendors, so anyone who is interested in coming to set up, people will be able to find a large variety of homegrown and handcrafted items, anything from crocheted items to woodworking to baked goods to garden produce, a little bit of something for everyone. We do have market bingo planned, and the vendors are putting together some giveaways, which I think will be really exciting and a fun way to get a chance to sample a lot of local products. Yeah, this season, I know a lot of people have had things going on weekends, travel ball, vacations, all that. So we've noticed early in the season that our Saturday morning markets were just a little slower than we had seen in years past. So we got to talking and kind of put our heads together and came up with the idea to do a bigger once a month market on a weeknight. We've heard community members mention that they would prefer a weeknight, like if they live out of town, it's just nice to not have to come back into town on a weekend when you come in for work every day.
Area schools have returned to class. Southern schools at Wymore begin Thursday. Interim Superintendent Virginia Moon.
My name is Virginia Moon. I live in the Omaha metro area, specifically Ralston, and I'm an interim, so I'm filling in for just this year. The superintendent here is the new superintendent for Hastings Public School. So while they look for a new person this year, I'll be serving as an interim superintendent. I've done 5 other interim superintendents. I love doing that job, and so that's what inspired me. I think there are a number of things that the district's been working on, but our primary target this year will line up with the state's targets, and that will be in the area of reading and literacy, and we'll define that literacy as literacy in all subjects to help our students be good users of technology, to be able to analyze and sort through how to use our digital world in the most effective way. Literacy will be our primary focus for this year, whether it's literacy in science or literacy in math or literacy in reading. At every grade level, that will be our focus.
Kathleen M. K. Mitchell, age 94, of Frankfort, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. from Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Rosary, Wednesday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Wednesday noon until 5 at the Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for K. Mitchell. Elizabeth and Beth Waters, age 86, of Waterville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m., St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. Burial in the Greenwood Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Visitation Thursday noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Beth Waters. Wanda K. Ivan, age 80, of Beatrice, passed away May 14th, and a graveside service is planned Saturday, August 23rd, 10 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Wanda Ivan. Diana L. Palmer, age 71, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Diana Palmer. John R. Holmes, age 76, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the United Presbyterian Church, Blue Rapids. Burial in the Bellegarde Cemetery, south of Blue Rapids. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for John Holmes. Hyla Mae Neiman, age 89, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30, from the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Private burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Mae Neiman. Anna L. Wilder, age 71, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral mass Tuesday, 10:30, with the rosary at 10, from St. Malachi's Catholic Church in Beatty. Burial St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery at Marysville. Visitation Monday, 5 until 8 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Anna Wilder. Melvin Oliver, age 80, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Private service will be planned with the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge for Melvin Oliver. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, goulash with French bread, green beans, and peaches. Tomorrow, tuna patty with a biscuit, baby bakers, Brussels sprouts, strawberries, and bananas. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to upper 90s, then staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. More sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s, and mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Still staying sunny by Friday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, then a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms on a Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Some scattered showers early on Saturday, then staying sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s, then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible early on Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and more rain throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, and more rain may continue into Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-August, 89, record high on this date, 111. The average low, 66, and the record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:17, sunrise in the morning at 6:44. It's sunny and 71 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 20th of August. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Join the Valley Heights Mustang family Friday, August 22nd at the Valley Heights High School for a kickoff to school, Mustang Spirit Night.
Activities start at 5 p.m. with a pep rally, ending the night at 7.
Food, games, and fun all evening with me, Valley Heights senior Ava Smith.
And me, Valley Heights senior Kebeb Zimmerman, as we'll be broadcasting live on KNDY starting at 5 p.m.
Ring in the school year and show your Mustang spirit with the Mustang Spirit Night, August 22nd at the Valley Heights High School from 5 to 7 p.m.
New York with a Bob Seger evening. 9 tonight. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Beatles have Revolution number 9. 9 holes, quick trip to the golf course. You can be dressed to the nines, or you can hit 9.
High fly ball, deep left field. Simpson back, track, wall, see ya! The 9th home run for the Yankees. They've tied the most that they have ever hit in a game in team history.
Michael KAS Network in New York. Giancarlo Stanton hits 2. Cody Bellinger hits 2. Aaron Judge, who wears 99, hits number 40. Yankees beat the Rays 13-3. Speaking of homers, Shohei Ohtani, number 44. Dodgers beat Colorado 11-4. Kyle Schwarber hits number 44. Phillies beat the Mariners 6-4. Cubs sweep a doubleheader from the Brewers. Milwaukee has now dropped 3 of 4 since the 14-game win streak. Orioles edge the Red Sox 4-3-11. Tigers 1-0 over Houston in 10 innings on a walk-off walk. walk. Detroit's Tarik Skubal with a no decision but strikes out 10 in his 7 innings. Braves rallying from down 6 in the 7th to beat the White Sox 11-10. Padres snap a 4-game losing streak, 5-1 over the Giants. San Francisco is a Major League worst 9-20 since the All-Star break. On the court, make it 8 straight wins for the Aces. They beat Atlanta 74-72. Asia Wilson, 32 points, 12 rebounds. Liberty by 10 over the Lynx. Jonquel Jones and Sabrina Ionescu with double-doubles as New York gets its first win against Minnesota this season. Angel Reese, 19 points in her return after missing 7 games. Chicago loses to Seattle, 94-88. NFL Colts named Daniel Jones their starter over Anthony Richardson.
You guys heard me talk about the consistency, and that's really what I was looking for. And I think Daniel did a great job doing that, and I think AR has made strides in that area. But I do feel that, you know, he still needs to continue to develop. The behind-the-scenes stuff that people don't see with Daniel Jones is his work ethic.
Indy coach Shane Steichen, Richardson's future with the Colts up in the air. His agent saying the trust is shot at this point.
My name is Giorgio Settis. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol. My hair started thinning in my early 20s. I tried everything, and nothing was really working. So we created Nutrafol. Our hair growth supplements undergo clinical trials and have helped millions of men and women get visibly thicker and stronger hair in just 3 to 6 months.
Get growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you've started thinking about what to wear this fall, your timing is perfect. Because Macy's Fall Preview event has early deals on looks everyone will be wearing. Romantic dresses from BCBG and Avec Les Filles. Western-inspired boots and bags from Steve Madden, all 25% off. Plus, take 15 to 25% off fall beauty from Yves Saint Laurent, Estee Lauder, and Clinique. Don't wait. This fall preview won't be around for long. So come into Macy's tomorrow. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
The Blue Rapids Community Foundation is hosting their annual Circle of Giving Match Day from September 13th through the 15th, where all donations between $25 and $5,000 will be matched at 50%.
Thank you to the Patterson Family Foundation for providing up to $100,000 in matching funds for this event.
Mark your calendars to show your support for the organizations in our community, working to make Blue Rapids a better place to live, work, and grow.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, Fed Chair Jerome Powell's term will be up next year, and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says he's going to start interviewing candidates soon. President Trump has been adamant that interest rates should be eased, so it's likely the administration will look for someone like-minded. In an interview, Bessent saying that they're looking at 11 candidates. Air Canada says it's slowly resuming operations now that its flight attendants have reached an agreement on a new contract, bringing a strike to an end. But the airline says it'll take a week or more for operations to be fully restored. The strike led to the cancellation of hundreds of flights, affecting 500,000 customers. TV station owner Nexstar is already big. It's about to get bigger. The company announcing an agreement to take over rival Tigna for $6.2 billion. The deal, pending Federal Communications Commission approval, will put Nexstar in charge of 265 television stations across 44 states and Washington, D.C. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Tired of worrying about your fuel deliveries? At Kermer Oil, we understand that when you need it, you really need it. Since 1976, we've been the region's trusted fuel provider. We've built our reputation on dependable service, ensuring your bulk fuel, propane, and oil arrive exactly when you expect them. You can count on Kermer Oil for on-time delivery and a fair price every time. We're part of your community. Give us a call today or visit us at KermerOil.com. Kermer Oil, your reliable fuel partner.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Wednesday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the third day of the trading week here in just a little bit. As we take a look at some of the closing numbers from yesterday's trade day in the grains market, those kicked off the trade day in the red, and all throughout the day they did not budge to go into the green, and they ended the day in the red. For the seeds market, they ended mixed to mostly lower numbers, and in the livestock market, the cattle finished the day mostly in the green, and the hogs were mixed across the board. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at
620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. Starting off in the corn market, September corn down 3.5 at 379.5. December corn down 3.25 at 403.25. Kansas City wheat for September down 6.75 at 499.5. December KC wheat down 6.5 at 521.75. In the oats market, September oats down 6 cents at 331 even, and December oats down 7.5 at 332.5. In the seeds market, September soybeans down 7.75 at 1013 even. November beans down 7.5 at 1033.75. Soybean meal for September up $7 at 287.40, and October bean meal up $5.30 at 289.30. Soybean oil for September down $1.59 at 51.68, and October bean oil down $1.55 at 51.65. In the canola market, November canola down 5.70 at 6.46 even. January canola down 5.80 at 6.57.50. In the cotton market, December cotton down a quarter at 67.56, and March cotton down 14 cents at 69.19. Over in the metals market, October gold down $17.50 at 33.33.20. September silver down 77 cents at 37.25. And September copper slightly in the red down 4 cents at $4.42. We'll see if these trends can turn things around when the markets open back up here shortly. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Bob's Walker, on the square in Washington, we are working to provide you with the quality meats you deserve at a price that doesn't break the bank. We process beef and hogs that are locally sourced in this area to fill your freezer. Or we can also put together a meat bundle, whether it's beef, pork, or a combination of the two. We have many products along with fresh beef and pork cuts in our retail case. Do you have your own beef or pork you'd like to get processed? Give us a call at Bob's Walker, 785-325-2920, and we will get you on the books.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Silage can produce a gas deadly to humans and animals, making it crucial to be aware when handling the product. K-State Professor of Agricultural Safety and Health, Mitch Ricketts, shares his tips for keeping safe around silage.
One of the first things to remember is that if you see a yellow or brown haze around a silage storage structure, that means stay away. And if you've got a vehicle that has been parked close to it, that means you're not going to be able to enter that vehicle for a while. You'll have to wait until the haze goes away, which may take a few days, and then you'll need to bring in a strong ventilator, such as the blower off of a harvester, and you want to turn that on as you open the doors to the vehicles in the trunk and blow that vehicle out very well before you enter it.
Ricketts discusses the worst things to do around silos and how to reduce concerns.
One of the most dangerous things that we can ever do is to enter an upright silo, especially within the first month or two after it's been filled with silage. So we want to do everything we can to avoid having to enter that silo. One of the things that we can do is we can have good spreaders and distributors to try and spread that silage around inside the silo mechanically so that no one has to get in there and level it manually. And if we have to get into a silo at any point in time, whether it is to put some plastic sheeting on it or to level the silo, there's really not a safe way to do that without having some air monitoring equipment.
He explains what to do if someone encounters this unsafe gas.
Unfortunately, when one person gets into trouble in a silo, what we want to do is we want to rush in and help them. And that's a natural instinct, but it tends to result in more people dying. Very often, when a person dies in a silo, it ends up being a group of people, because they go in one after another to try and help those who are inside. So as difficult as this is, the most important thing to do is to call 911 and allow trained and well-equipped emergency responders to make the rescue.
That was K-State Professor of Agricultural Safety and Health, Mitch Ricketts, with best practices of how to stay safe near silage storage. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
What a wine cellar is to Chardonnay, a root cellar is to potatoes and carrots. A look at the root cellar revival in a moment from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, August 20th, the 232nd day of the year. Rock vocalist Robert Plant has a birthday, and the Plant Quarantine Act, placing restrictions on the entry of plants into the U.S., went into effect in 1912. An ever-growing number of households are rediscovering the value of the old-fashioned root cellar. If you're thinking of joining them, here's some advice. Your cellar should stay slightly above freezing through the winter months and damp enough to prevent vegetables from drying out. A ground-level vent is helpful for exchanging air and to stabilize temperatures. And you'll need plenty of shelving to organize and make the best use of your root cellar. It's an age-old practice perfected by ancestors that has us returning to our roots. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our newsletter at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Some early morning fog burning off, otherwise clear and sunny, 71 degrees, with seasonal highs around 90 on tap the remainder of this week, then a few degrees cooler Saturday into Sunday. AM 1570, KNDY is off the air. Our transmitter's down. Engineers in today. We hope to get that back on air. Meanwhile, programming airs on KNDY FM 94.1 or FM 95.5 is our sister station. You can also stream any of our stations on our website at KNDYradio.com and download our free mobile app.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Wildcat football team says they are getting ready for the kickoff of their regular season for 2025 with their first game headed overseas to the nation of Ireland. As head coach Chris Kleiman says that he's excited after training camp, getting prepared for the first game of the year.
We've had our normal camp up until now, and now what we're just a little less than 2 weeks out. We'll still have some fall camp atmosphere, but we'll have to flip it and do a lot more game planning over the next 2 weeks. And then with regard to the time change, we've addressed it. We've talked about it. We'll hit it more in another week. I don't want the guys thinking about that. We've got too much work to do in preparation for a big conference game. So, you know, some of those, you know, auxiliary things that you're going to have to cover once we have the Ireland trip, we'll probably push off until closer to departure.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Back to school isn't just for backpacks and pencils. It's the perfect time to check new Kia off your shopping list at Midwest Kia. This August, Midwest Kia is helping you gear up for the new season with massive savings on our new 2025 models. Get rebates and special interest rates as low as 0%. That's right, rebates and 0% APR. You get both. Got a trade-in? Bring us any 2018 or newer model with under 100,000 miles, and we'll give you an extra $1,000 in trade assistance, no matter the make or model. And check this out. On every 2025 and 2026 Kia Sportage, Midwest Kia will match your down payment up to $2,500. Double your money, double your value. So before you grab the notebook and new kicks, make sure your back-to-school list includes a new ride from Midwest Kia. Visit the home of simple, transparent, fast, in-store or online at MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
With approved credit. Trade-in assistance valid on 2018 or newer vehicles under 100,000 miles. Down payment match on all in-stock 2025-2026 Sportage. See dealer for details.
With the fall athletic season officially here, the Kansas Jayhawks soccer team says that they're not sneaking up on anyone any longer after now coming into this fall season defending their Big 12 tournament championship after recently holding their media day and talking about going into their 2025 soccer season. Right now sitting at number 5 in the conference coaches poll.
We return a lot of firepower. I would be very disappointed if we don't score more goals this year. I'd be very disappointed if we aren't considered a dangerous team My bet is if we buy in and we see the best versions of those players, that they're going to be even more effective.
Getting a taste of that makes you super excited for what's to come. And I know what we're capable of now, and I'm excited to see how far we can go this year.
We haven't really talked about it this year. Like, it doesn't really matter. So kind of us being able to improve each day and, like, step up the standard, step up our game.
That audio from KSNT News, where the head coach, Nate Lee, says that his team's mindset right now has shifted to be able to focus on building new heights and defend their championship.
KNDY.